This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some Afghan pilots and North Korean state media reported that Pyongyang carried out successful tests of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend. The report said the missiles flew about 1,500 kilometers or 930 miles. That's before hitting their targets and then falling into the country's territorial waters. It was seen as the North's first missile launch after it tested a new tactical short-range ballistic missile in March. North Korea also conducted a cruise missile test just hours after U.S. President Joe Biden took office in late January. The talks aimed at dismantling the North's nuclear and ballistic missile program in return for U.S. sanctions relief have stalled since 2019. The Biden administration has said it is open to diplomacy to achieve North Korea's denuclearization, but it has shown no willingness to ease the sanctions. The reactivation of inter-Korean hotlines in July raised hopes for a restart of the negotiations, but the North stopped answering calls as annual South Korea-U.S. military exercises began last month, which Pyongyang had warned could trigger a security crisis. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi became the first foreign leader on Sunday to visit and meet with Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi since the hardliner took office in August. Raisi said Iraq had agreed to waive visas for Iranian pilgrims to Shiite holy sites in Iraq later this month, adding decisions were also made about the two countries' financial issues that should be adopted.